The dwarf halls rang to the sound of hammers, although mainly for effect. Dwarves found it hard to think without the sound of hammers, which they found soothing. So well-off dwarves in the clerical professions paid goblins to hit small ceremonial anvils, just to maintain the correct dwarfish image. The broomstick lay between two trestles. Granny Weatherwax sat on a rock outcrop, while a dwarf half her height, wearing an apron that was a mass of pockets, walked around the broom and occasionally poked it. Eventually he kicked the bristles and gave a long intake of breath, a sort of reverse whistle, which is the secret sign of craftsmen across the universe and means that something expensive is about to happen.
"Well," he said, "I could get the apprentices in to look at this, I could. It's an education in itself, and you say actually managed to get airborne."
"It flew like a bird," said Granny. The dwarf lit a pipe.
"I should very much like to see that bird," he said reflectively. "I should imagine it's quite something to watch, a bird like that."
"Yes, but can you repair it?" said Granny. "I'm in a hurry." The dwarf sat down slowly and deliberately.
"As for repair," he said, "well, I don't know about repair. Rebuild, maybe. Of course, it's hard to get the bristles these days, even if you can find people to do the proper binding, and the spells need..."
"I don't want it rebuilt. I just want it to work properly," said Granny.
"It's an early model, you see," the dwarf plugged on.
"Very tricky, those early models. You can't get the wood." He was picked up bodily until his eyes were level with Granny's. Dwarves, being magical in themselves, as it were, are quite resistant to magic, but her expression looked as though she was trying to weld his eyeballs to the back of his skull.
"Just repair it," she hissed. "Please?"
"What, make a bodge job?" said the dwarf, his pipe clattering to the floor.
"Yes."
"Patch it up, you mean? Betray my training by doing half a job?"
"Yes," said Granny. Her pupils were two little black holes.
"Oh," said the dwarf. "Right then."